five sweet goodbyes. When you put me on the Wolverine up to Annandale.
And we're back on Downtown. That's the sound of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jeff Skunk Baxter. Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the Doobie Brothers, also played with Steely Dan, session work with everybody in the business through the years. He has got a brand new album out, and at age 73, it's his first solo album called Speed of Heat that features that version of a song he played on with Steely Dan nearly 50 years ago, My Old School. We had a chance to catch up with Jeff Skunk Baxter, talk about the new album and more. Hey, Skunk, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Man, I love this album so much. Speed of Heat is just a showcase of your talents. What were you hoping to accomplish with this long-awaited solo album?
Well, number one, I wanted to play some of the stuff I like to play. It was started out as an instrumental record. And of course, the first thing I wanted to do was my version of Apache. I love the classic guitar song. And then I was doing I just wanted to play and enjoy and explore some of the different styles and just some of the different areas of music that I love. And then when I was doing a charity event with Mike Donald up in Santa Barbara, he asked me what I was up to. And I said, well, I'm doing this solo project. And he said, well, if you'd like me to do something on it, I'd love to. And of course, it took me one femtosecond to figure that one out. So all of a sudden, it moved over to being a combination of things. So the album itself is like a guitar solo. It just kept on going down different roads and exploring different kinds of music until finally, because they say to fill up the jar with enough pennies, it's time to roll them up, send them to the bank, and start all over again. So.
Your version of Apache is great. Is that one of those songs that you learn as a young guitar player and you get done and say, I think I can handle this instrument?
That was one of the songs that I fell in love with, the Jorgen Ingman version, which was the hit.
Right.
And I grew up in Mexico City, so when I first heard that song, it was on Mexican radio. But there was an American radio station that was broadcasting into Mexico. And I just thought that song was beautiful. And I've always played it, and I've always been in the back of my mind. And having, you know, played with and produced albums for instrumental bands like The Ventures and stuff, I was just kind of waiting, I guess, for the opportunity.
I love your pedal steel work on the Rose. That is terrific.
Well, thank you. That's kind of special in my heart. That came about because the Guitar Player magazine was holding a 25th anniversary sort of celebration up in San Francisco. I was on their board of advisors, and they asked me to do something to come up with a musical piece to honor, as they were running the photograph of some of our colleagues who passed on. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I was listening to the radio, I guess in the car, and I heard the Rose. I thought, what a beautiful melody. So I'm going to do an a cappella pedal steel version of the Rose for this anniversary. So I went out and I started to play it, got to the end of the first verse, and Adrian Ballou came out and plugged in. And Adrian is one of my favorite guitar players and a good friend. And by the time we got to the end of the second verse, we had a bass player, a drummer, a keyboard player, and we were playing the song. And so I thought, number one, I wanted to showcase the voice of the pedal steel. I don't think anybody's ever done any a cappella pedal steel. And so I wanted to do that, again, to showcase the voice. And I also wanted to do a tribute to my dad. I don't know if I was ever able to put into words how I felt about him. So I thought the best way for me to do it would be to kind of do what I did for those other folks and play some steel.
Well, that's wonderful. We're talking with Jeff Skunk Baxter about his new album, Speed of Heat. You revisit a song that you played on with Steely Dan nearly 50 years ago, a terrific version of My Old School.
Well, I used to sing that song live with the band, and I always thought, and every time we played it, it got a little more energetic. And I always thought that, I don't know, that song could probably handle a lot more energy. So I put together an arrangement, and again went back to my partner on this project, CJ Vanston, and said, let's try this arrangement. Worked out pretty well, and originally I wanted Steve Tyler to sing it, so when I sent him a copy of the track with a scratch vocal, he said, well, who's singing? I said, well, that's me, but a scratch vocal for you. He goes, why don't you sing it? I said, I'm not a singer. He said, well, yeah, you are. You should really do this. I said, are you kidding me? And he says, no, man. So I trust him. He knows more about this stuff than I do. So I figured, okay, why not?
I absolutely fell in love with what you and CJ did with Do It Again, turning that into a shuffle. It's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I love shuffles. Greasy, slimy, sleazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
fun to do.
I think my favorite song on the album is one that you and CJ wrote, and that is Juliet.
Ah, well, originally CJ and I started working together in Chicago. The Jingle Companies would fly me in to do sessions. And I met CJ on a session. We actually were doing something for one of the top jingle producers. He came in one morning, it was a little baked, and handed out the sheet music, which had a key signature, time signature. The title said Hyatt Hotels, but there was no music. So he said, oh, okay, you guys ready? So I looked at the gentleman, CJ. I said, yeah, sure, roll tape, give us a click. So we just made it up as we went along. And I guess the client liked it. And afterwards, I said to CJ, if I ever do a solo project, obviously I'd like to do it with you because we can write on the fly. And Juliet, we wrote on the fly.
Wow.
We went back and did some overdub, but we actually wrote the song on the fly.
You're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for your work with the Doobies. And Doobies have the reputation of just being craftsmen that wanted to get it right and put time into rehearsal that not every band always did.
No, that's one thing I have to hand to the band. It had always been, at least in my experience, caring a lot about getting it right. Rehearsals were weeks long, intense, and actually, the level of musicianship in that band, I finally convinced them that they should work as a rhythm section. Go out and make, work in the studio with Carly Simon and Hoyt Axton and Leo Sayer, and to hone their studio skills even more, because the depth of musicianship in that band was and is amazing.
You've done so much great session work through the years, and I love what you did on Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. Now, when you go into a session like that, you're working with a great producer in Giorgio Moroder. Did he just say, hey, Skunk, do your thing?
Yes, this was when he first called, my assistant said I wasn't available. Then I finally ended up talking to him. And he said, I want you to play on this new artist, Donna Summer. I said, what kind of music is it? He said, well, it's disco. And I've been doing so many disco records, I said, no, I'll tell you what, why don't you call Jay Grade? So he calls Jay and says, why don't you call Skunk? So, okay, so I said to him, I want to help you on this, but isn't there maybe something we could try that's different? And he said, I want Skunk. I want the Skunk sound. I said, okay, so we're going to make a disco record that's basically a rock and roll record. He says, that's what I want to do. So, yeah, I was a little late to the session. I didn't have a guitar with me because all my stuff was in transit. So I stopped off at Guitar Center, saw a box in the middle of the store, said, buy me $25. So I grabbed a Burns Bison Jr., Baby Bison, and a six-pack of Budweiser and showed up at the session, plugged it in, and away we went. You know?
Yeah, how did you end up working with Dolly Parton on 9 to 5?
Just got the call. know, got the call. And it was delightful. It was fun playing on that particular cut, and it was fun doing some recording projects with her. She's an angel, brilliant musician, and just an all-around wonderful person. I mean, she was baking cakes and cookies, and, I mean, the whole band, we didn't really care one way or the other about the money. We just said, this is great. Whatever you want to do, we're in. But, yeah, I just got the call, like most of the other things. You know, book it. Okay.
You've got this whole other career as an expert on defense, ballistic missiles, counterterrorism as well. And I understand that part of the reason that happened is because of the ability that, that so many great musicians have to think about things in different ways.
I think that's very true. I urge all parents when their children are just born to play classical music, especially Mozart and Chopin, because music rewires your brain. It takes it from the linear to the nonlinear. And yeah, I work with some amazingly brilliant people, but sometimes, especially in the military, the kind of architecture of thinking and processing and analysis is somewhat limited and narrow. So they're looking for somebody who thinks, I hate to use the word outside the box, but in a kind of a nonlinear fashion. Of course, all the physicists that I work with at Lawrence Livermore and MIT, Lincoln Labs, most of them are musicians, so they get it. But yeah, I think that was the bottom line, is looking to do analysis from a very different perspective. And if you ever want to learn about more about that, you can read a book about Lieutenant Colonel John Boyd, who invented the OODA loop, by the way. He came up with some concepts of analysis that were very nonlinear. So anyway, there you go.
All right. Well, I love the album. Love your work through the years. Speed of Heat, Skunk Baxter. A real pleasure for us to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us today.
And I also have to give a huge amount of credit for this stuff to my partner, C.J. Vanston, who is just a brilliant musician, composer, and my partner on this project did an incredible job.
Absolutely. Skunk, thanks so much. Good talking with you.
Thank you, sir.